Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned about Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Today, we are going to learn about the day that Jesus cleansed the temple. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal, because it's time to follow Jesus. This is the story of Jesus by Ellen White, chapter 14. Take these things hence. The next day, Christ entered the temple. 3 years before, he had found men buying and selling in the outer court and had rebuked them and driven them out. Now, as he came again to the temple, he found the same traffic still carried on. The court was filled with cattle, sheep, and birds. These were sold to those who wished to offer sacrifice for their sins. Extortion and robbery were practiced by those who engaged in this traffic. So great was the babble of the sounds from the court that it seriously disturbed the worshippers within. Christ stood on the steps of the temple, and again his piercing gaze swept over the court. All eyes were turned toward him. The voices of the people and the noise of the cattle were hushed. All looked with astonishment and awe upon the Son of God. The divine flashed through the human and gave Jesus a dignity and glory he had never manifested before. The silence became almost unbearable. At last, he said in clear tones and with a power that swayed the people like a mighty tempest, "It is written, 'My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.'" With still greater authority than he had manifested 3 years before, he commanded, "Take these things hence." Once before, the priests and rulers of the temple had fled at the sound of this voice, and afterward they were ashamed of their fear. They felt that they would never flee in this way again. Yet, they were now more terrified and in greater haste than before to obey his command, and they rushed from the temple, driving their cattle before them. Soon the court was filled with people who brought their sick to be healed by Jesus. Some were dying. These afflicted ones felt their distressing need. They fixed their eyes imploringly upon the face of Christ, fearing to see there the severity which had driven out the buyers and sellers. But they saw in his face only love and tender pity. Jesus kindly received the sick, and disease and suffering fled at the touch of his hand. He tenderly gathered the children in his arms, soothed their fretful cries, banished sickness and pain from their little forms, and handed them back smiling and healthy to their mothers. What a scene to greet the priests and rulers as they cautiously made their way back to the temple. They heard the voices of men, women, and children praising God. They saw the sick healed, the blind restored to sight, the deaf received their hearing, and the lame leap for joy. The children took the lead in these rejoicings. They repeated the hosannas of the day before and waved palm branches before the Savior. The temple echoed and re-echoed with their shouts, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Behold, your king comes unto you. He is just and having salvation." The rulers tried to silence the shouts of the happy children, but all were filled with joy and praise for the wonderful works of Jesus, and they would not be silenced. The rulers then turned to the Savior, hoping that he would command them to cease. They said to him, "Do you hear what they're saying?" Jesus replied, "Yes. Have you not read that out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have perfected praise?" The blessed privilege of heralding the birth of Christ and forwarding his work in the earth had been refused by the haughty rulers of the people. His praise must be sounded, and God chose the children to do it. Had the voices of these rejoicing children been silenced, the very pillars of the temple would have cried out in the Savior's praise. To be continued. It's time now for our questions. Question number one. In our story today, at the very beginning, it said something about Jesus. It said something flashed through the human. The blank flashed through the human. What was that? So fill in that blank. The blank flashed through human. Question number two. What did Jesus tell the people who were trying to sell and barter and had all their sheep and cattle in the temple? What did he tell them to do? Question number three. If the voices of the children had been silenced, what would have cried out the praises of the Savior? What would have cried out the Savior's praises? You can send your answers to us at aplacetodosomething@gmail.com or tag us on Instagram and Facebook at aplacetodosomething. We love to see your answers. We've been getting some, and it's just been so good to see that you are interacting and listening and learning more about Jesus. And don't forget to check out the activity today at aplacetodosomething.com/the story. And check back tomorrow for the next chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.